Disc 7. The hallway was almost in darkness. The only light was coming from somewhere upstairs. It was a strange light, more of a glow, but flickering like a bulb was about to go. And, Matt thought as he reached the front door, there was a strange smell. He hadn't noticed that before. Someone cooking? Well, if someone wanted a midnight snack, that was nothing to do with him. Though now he came to think about it, Matt was feeling a bit hungry. Best to get back to Aunt Jane's cottage and find something to eat there. It was strange, but it didn't really smell like food. Burnt toast, maybe. Burnt. And as Matt turned slowly back towards the flickering light upstairs, the phone began to ring. Hello? He said cautiously. This time of night it must be important. Perhaps it was the elusive Mephistopheles Smith. Matt, is that you? Thank God! It was Aunt Jane. I'm sorry, Matt said quickly. I dozed off. She wasn't listening. She was talking over him, urgent and loud, and it took a moment for him to decipher what she'd said. What's going on there? I can see flames. It looks like the whole house is on fire. He almost dropped the phone. I think the whole house is on fire. His mouth was suddenly dry. The flickering upstairs was growing more intense by the second. I'll get Robin and Catherine. You call 999. He hung up and ran for the stairs, taking them two at a time and shouting at the top of his voice. The reply came from behind him. What's all the noise? Who was on the phone? Robin was standing in the doorway to her father's study, looking up at Matt in surprise. The house is on fire, Matt told her. Hadn't you noticed? You obviously hadn't, she told him. There are alarms, sprinklers, why aren't they working? He ran back down the stairs. Who cares? Aunt Jane's calling the fire brigade, let's get out of here. Robin hesitated. Just a minute. What? Something I want, she shouted as she ran to the corridor leading to the library. Don't be stupid! She was already running back along the corridor when Matt got to the front door. Where's Catherine? Matt stopped dead. Smoke was rolling down the stairs behind him. He could hear the crackle of the fire upstairs. We have to find her, he said. Which room's she in? How should I know? It's your house. Where are the bedrooms? Robin took a deep breath. You get out. I'll find her. No way, Matt grabbed her hand. Come on! And together they plunged into the smoke. It was clearer at the top of the stairs. The first room they tried was empty, the bed unmade. When they came out, the far end of the corridor was full of flames. If she's the other side of that, we'll never get to her, Matt said. Catherine! He yelled. Fire! Get out now!